Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro Law Rosenberg, Monday.
Turn it up, turn it up.
This is
number one for hip hop.
Hot 97.
What they said, what all that was. This is Thanksgiving week, fam. So people are going to work, trying to manage time to make sure you got everything together for Thursday. And first things first, it always is on my mind. Laura, I don't know about you, but during this week is... And during this season, is the amount of people who are outside right now emotional about something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's a stressful time. People have a lot to do, and some people are not getting the days off that they need, so they're trying to, like, shop and gather.
Or they don't have the money that they need, or the things in their family aren't the way they would like them to be, or...
Yep.
I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff, but...
Yeah.
Don't let the season put that type of pressure on you.
Yeah, take it easy. Take it easy.
Because I done had many a year where things ain't been right. For one thing or another. Death of family members, parents, money, all of it. Work. Yo, I think I was at work every Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve from the time I was like 16 years old until I was like, man, probably 2002, 2003. So what is that?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's like 15 years or something? 13 years straight? I had to work because you know you're coming up in the game. You at work. That is right there. It's lonely, Laura. Laura knows that lonely.
Trust me, I know.
What? That lonely, stuck at the radio station.
Ugh, I remember spending not only Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Oh, man.
Like, I got it. I'll take the shift. It's okay.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
We've all done it.
I'll be there. But anyway, I just say all that to say, man, if you're grinding it out right now, you're trying to grind it out. And you're trying to get somewhere with your career or your finances or both or your family. It ain't all the way right. Stay positive.
Yeah, man, because, you know, the cities don't stop. So there's so many people who just work round the clock through holidays. So sending everyone so much love who has to work through the holidays.
Yeah, and just stay positive, because if you go down a negative spiral, you're going to botch everything. You botch everything when you go negative. All that work starts to unravel. So hang in there. That's all I want to say.
Well,
hang in there.
Here's something positive.
What you got, Laura?
We got that shipment of the books you're hooking people up with.
1619 Project books on deck.
Yes.
New York Times bestseller, Amazon bestseller. Our girl, Nicole Hannah Jones, she's supposed to be on the program. I think she's coming next week, right, Griff?
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, pulling up, man. But it was important to us to continue to give out these books as we, you know, make sure that the story of American history is told with the right lens. The financial impact of that free labor of black folks. And how this nation wouldn't be what it is without that free labor. And the impact of that free labor, not only on the financial system, but the ramifications of what it's done to us as a nation. When you think psychologically. But anyway, 1619 Project books, make sure you have one in your house. Make sure you get one to your young students out here. You know, it's great for high school students, college students, and it's just something great to have in the house. Piece of understanding American history. So call right now, 800-223-9797. Laura, you ready for a little Laura Never Loses battle?
Let's do it.
Little situation.
Look, Shawnee Culture overslept.
Oh, he was in them streets.
I don't know what he was doing.
Let's see how many party flyers he put up this weekend.
You played yourself.
Calls producer Griff on some, like, I overslept. So now producer Griff is running the boards. He's reading the questions. He's doing everything.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Let's see.
All right, producer Griff, you're with us and we're with you.
I got you guys today.
Okay, listen, you got on the line.
Tonight, Shiny Culture was at the new New York Music Festival. Respect the Talent stage. You know what I'm saying? He was up there holding it down.
Oh, man. All right, so who do we got on the line?
We got Sean and Laura.
Sean and Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Laura, where you headed this morning to get money? What's happening?
Work.
She's like, work. That's it. That's Sean, where you headed this morning to get money?
Shout out Cleat Lumber. I'm an inside sales representative.
Okay. There it is. Yo, how are those lumber prices right now, Sean? How is like flooring and building homes prices? They low or high?
They're lower. They're getting lower. And Cleat Lumber is one of the best in the business. So our prices are the lowest of lows.
Gotcha.
There it is. Shout to y'all, man. Because now the supply chain issue story, that affects you guys?
It is extremely affecting us, yeah.
But is it getting worse or getting better?
It all depends on the product. It's getting better.
Got it.
But certain products, yeah.
Yeah, it's a struggle out here, they say. So they say it's supposed to get better soon come. Laura, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Stouse?
Laura.
There you go. Because Laura, you're Laura, so you can't lose. And this game is Laura never loses. So this is like, you know what I'm saying? This whole thing should line up. You got producer Griff with the questions. Me and you, Sean. Let's play. Laura never loses.
Michael B. Jordan.
Ebro.
Ebro.
Oh, my god.
Michael B. Jordan, he just signed on. I saw this, man.
Three.
Creed 3.
Two. Incorrect. Oh. Incorrect. Michael B. Jordan just celebrated his one-year anniversary dating.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
That would be Lori Harvey.
Lori Harvey is correct.
All right.
In the United Kingdom, what is the day after Christmas?
Ebro.
Ebro. Oh.
That is Boxing Day.
Boxing Day
is
correct.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Who said he was in a bad place due to the death
Ebro.
Of his Ebro?
Somebody just said this as an excuse to something. Damn it.
I know. Three.
Ah.
Two.
Ah.
One.
And,
Who said he was in a bad place due to the death of his grandmother when he verbally attacked Lil Nas X?
That would be Lil Boosie.
Exactly. That's right.
How many ribs are in
Ebro.
The average?
Laura.
Ebro.
How many ribs? I think is it 20?
This is for the tie.
Okay. 24.
24 is correct.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. That is a tie. So we got the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Let me get the Shawnee.
I was going to say 23, but that wouldn't make sense because it'd be uneven. Right, so then you don't do that.
Let's
you don't have uneven ribs.
Roll going. Hold
okay.
on one second. All right.
Okay.
Oh, this
here
is
we
mess.
Go.
All right. Let's
here we go.
See. Let's see. Here we go. Got to find the right question.
Okay.
Which actor? Fine.
Oh, no.
Voiced. Mufasa.
Laura. Ebro.
Laura Stiles.
James Earl Jones.
Quick on the draw, McGraw.
Laura Stiles wins.
A double Laura never loses. Laura, you win,
yay!
And Laura wins.
All right.
Laura wins.
Laura Stiles.
Got me. Yo, Griff, you got to bring that music down. I'm doing a lot of love, boy.
I know. Everyone's celebrating in here.
Yo, Laura.
Hey,
you getting a 1619 project book, man. We got you laced up.
Thank you, Laura.
A little
you
holiday
welcome,
gift.
Honey. Congratulations.
The gift of information.
Thank you.
Yo, okay. Sean, we love you too, man. Shout out to your lumber team over there. Thank you for locking in.
Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all have a great holiday this week.
You
get some relaxing time. Yeah. Hang on, Laura. On the way. Flashing Lights, Laura okay. Stiles. What's popping?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Kanye West confirms the Drake concert. This thing is really happening, and I'll give you details coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Here we go now.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
So it's happening. Kanye went on Instagram to post a flyer promoting the benefit concert he's been pushing for. Concert to raise awareness for Larry Hoover, and Drake will be joining him. It's going down December 9th in Los Angeles at USC's Coliseum.
Nice.
It's interesting. Interesante.
Did you guys see the little flyer with them dressed up like Phil Jackson and the Bulls?
No, I didn't see that.
I got to see if this was real, Ebro.
I think that was like the Photoshop one you're talking about, right?
Was it Photoshop?
I think so. I don't remember, but I thought it was just somebody who did that. I don't think it's anything official.
I saw a flyer that did not have all that. It was just like some script on some background. It was pretty basic and to the point.
I feel like it was...
Basically, what I'm saying is I don't think this is official what you're talking about.
It's on Complex. It has to be Photoshop. Yeah, it's Photoshop. But
I know you wanted to be outraged. I know you wanted to be outraged, but don't save your outrage.
It's the picture that's posted. It is on Complex's page, but I guess it's Photoshopped. It's Jay Prince with his arms wrapped around Kanye and Drake like his children. And it made me feel very strange. But you're probably right. The idea of Jay Prince wrapping his arms around them like they're his kids? I don't know.
He's their, you know, he's their godfather, I guess, to a degree. You know, he's their, OG, if you will.
Evidently so, because I highly doubt these dudes want to be doing this concert together.
Well, they may not want to do it together. They may not like each other. Now, who gives a damn? They have been brought together by an entity... their OG to say, yo, y'all get rid of y'all BS. There's realer things going on. And as much as people want to say about Jay Prince and we crack jokes and all that, the truth is he's always trying to squash a problem and get people to do something that's more productive. Whether we, you know what I'm saying?
That is true.
It's not out here. It's not like he's out here causing more problems. He's always trying to get people to act right and have some respect.
And it might be dope. Might be a dope concert.
Oh, why wouldn't it be? The way it's being framed, the way I saw it written was Kanye West featuring Drake. Mm-hmm. Like Drake's gonna pop out. It's a Kanye West show. Drake's on it.
Okay.
That's the way I saw it framed.
Let's see.
And listen, all they got to do is act happy like they did at Drake's house the other night. I mean, big deal. Play a couple of tunes and keep it moving. It's not that deep.
That's your Flesh and Lights report. The time is 7 a.m. High of 52 degrees. Rain in the a.m. drive and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
And when you really think about it, what are they beefing about? Because Kanye took the album dates from Drake, and then Drake insinuated that he had sex with Kanye's wife and threw sublims in a record. And then Kanye, I don't know, what did Kanye do? Gave out Drake's address, which you could Google anyway, and it's already up on the internet, and everybody already had it. Kanye just put it, like, what are they beefing about here?
No, to me, that's exactly right, which is all the more reason why I found it so weird that it was forced to be squashed.
Right.
It was kind of like, it was such a rap beef. It wasn't like, at no point did this sense to me like street beef. But listen, who knows? Maybe in reality, it does lead to that. So, and it's really needed. You don't want people to be out here acting like my man Stewart from the Pistons going after LeBron James last night.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to have Kanye elbow Drake in the nose like LeBron elbowed dude in the face.
there has to be a congrats coming up. I don't know what it is, but it has to be there.
Yo, things happen, man. It's basketball. People get elbowed all the time. Coming up, congratulations. You played yourself, plus ride or die. Y'all keep it locked. It's Thanksgiving week. We got to get those Thanksgiving bars on if you ain't up to the time. Where you been, son? It's a whole lot of turkey in this month.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Let's go. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Number one
for hip hop.
Hot 97.
You guys, Jackie wants to play Ride or Die. Give it up for Jackie.
Jackie.
I am ready. Let's do this.
All right, so your friends, how do you say it? Eliza or Eliza?
You can say Eliza.
You got a job interview coming up and you want her to go? Why? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want to go to your own job interview?
Well, I mean, because I'm at work and, you know, I can't make it and she already looks like me. So, you know, we can hook it up. It's like 15 minutes, real quick. They won't even know.
So it's pretty simple and straightforward.
I like
it's
it.
Good.
All right,
good.
Yeah. It's fair.
All right, what's the rules, Laura Stiles?
All right, you got 30 seconds to convince her. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Right, let's do it.
Here we go. Go, Jackie, go.
Hello?
Hey, Eliza.
It's hey, Jackie. Girl, how are you?
Hey, you know I hate my job. I got this interview today for a new job, but I can't go. So I was thinking you could do it for me. I mean,
are you joking?
No, listen. You already look like me. Listen, I know you wanted to be an actress. This is like the ultimate character study. I know you can rock this out. Plus, listen. You know how you wanted to pay me back for setting up with that cutie Josh last week? Girl, this is it.
It was awesome. Uh-huh.
No, it's going to be fun. I'll lend you that skirt. You like the Michael Kors one with the zipper? I will lend you the skirt. I will take you out dancing. The interview's like 15 minutes long.
I mean, I know we look alike, but that's kind of insane.
It'll be so quick, girl. You're going to get a skirt. You're going to get
this
pay
is
me
insane.
Back for Josh.
No way. That's crazy. I guess, I'll do it.
Eliza, Jackie was trying to see if you're ride or die. You're on Hot 97. You was asking way too many questions.
Right?
Jackie, you took too goddamn long.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Is this real?
It's not real. She's joking. It's a joke.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, that's crazy.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, I just came here to say it's a whole lot of turkey in this month.
It's true, man.
Turkey bars. Wait, where's the song?
Oh, you want to hit? You ready?
Why I kept bringing it up for the last 5 minutes.
He's excited for turkey, man. It's Monday. We're 2-3 days away.
I'm too hungry for yogurt.
I've been wanting to get to Rosenberg's Thanksgiving bar. What do y'all think I'm doing? I'm just saying it's a whole lot of turkey just cuz. I done asked for the song like 9 times. Let it ring off.
You just thought you were living that life.
You know how songs get stuck in your head all day?
Nah, man. Guys, that's not what we're doing here. We're entertaining the people, man. I'm not just... Turn that up.
That's fine. Yes, please. Man, I'm so hungry. Gonna sneak some mac and cheese. Oh, no. Who's there? I'm scared. Who's that? Grandma, I'm so hungry. I'ma eat your f***ing cat.
Yo, that is a pause.
No, Grandma, I'm not gonna eat Morris. Of course I won't eat Morris. I'm just saying, I'm hungry and it's hard not to eat already. You know why? It's a whole lot of turkey in this
morning. You done got Grandma moist. You gotta
what?
Chill, you know what I'm saying? You gotta chill.
Eating grandma's cat?
Nana's like, word? That's what we doing this holiday?
No tofu, cause tofu is gross. Just put those potatoes right inside my bowl. I'm allergic to pumpkin, but serve that shit cold. I might eat the whole pie on the toilet bowl.
I don't give a fuck, I'll leave on the toilet.
Really? I don't need my cranberry all natural, it's gross to me.
Hey.
I prefer my cran from the can, you see. I like to take potatoes.
Tito's missing with the peas. My friends at Kenny Pekins, he has Crohn's disease. Mommy, hurry up.
True story.
If my brother tries to talk, I tell him, shut up. I invest in Popeye's turkey, that's butter.
Facts.
And when I cook it, I'll still add a little butter. I needed some soda, so I went to the bodega. I told my mom and Mahjong friends a band cause they hate
it.
I'm hungry for dessert, but this dinner needs a savor. Now bring the gravy on cause there's a whole lot of turkey in this mouth.
Facts, whole lot of turkey over here.
Tons of turkey here.
On this side,
turkey in this mouth.
That Popeye's is in the freezer. Whole lot of turkey in this mug.
It's feeling like that time of year, guys.
Thanksgiving bars.
Short week where you wake up this morning knowing you're tired, but guess what? It's the equivalent of Wednesday already.
Beautiful. Wow. I mean, for many, not all.
Yeah.
But if you out here, man, letting the negativity pull you under, man, don't do it. I'm going to hit you with this right here.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. Yeah.
We breathing.
Playing yourself.
Hopefully you have health and love in your life. And if you don't, being negative is not going to bring it any faster. We was talking earlier this morning. I was saying that this season puts a lot of pressure on people. You know, there's people who got to work, and they're like, damn, why am I still working? But then there's people who ain't working, and they're like, I wish I was working. So be thankful for what you got.
That is true, man.
Even if it ain't a lot. It will be more if you positive. If you spread negativity, there's a lot of negativity running around out here right now.
Well, and also shout out to the people who, it's not even about being negative. It's just legitimately such a bad time, and like you're actually in it right now. Because when I went through my worst period, it was right in Thanksgiving season, and it's tough because you're looking around at everyone, you know, having such a joyous time, and you're not feeling joy in that moment, and you kind of just have to hold on to hope and know that at some point you will be in that spot again. You might not be there this year. This might be a bad one. You might feel like you will never be thankful again, but I assure you at some point you will be again.
Well, listen, that's that. You can't go into that cycle of negativity. That's why I keep saying that, because it could be permanent if you keep putting out negative. If you're not hopeful and positive, it could be permanent. And I have to hit you with this button.
Oh,
congratulations.
Wow.
You played yourself.
You know what I'm saying? You got to stay positive. It could be a long time, too. It's tough. Now, speaking of tough, if you, like me, went out and got that Popeyes Cajun fried turkey, and you don't start thawing it out tonight,
this is such a specific congrats you're getting.
On Thursday, you're going to be tight because it ain't going to be thawed out.
And you're going to be pushing it, waiting, staring at it.
You're going to be trying to put it in the oven halfway frozen. Hopefully, you can turn it into something.
Wait, so did you find the note? You got the paper?
So Rosenberg went and got a Popeye's turkey. This is his first one. I've been on it a couple years now. It's supposed to come with some instructions. They didn't give you your instructions?
I don't think they gave me a paper. I filled out my name. Yo, it's crazy, by the way. You deal with it like a government transaction. I had to give them all kinds of information. I was like, yo, how serious? Am I joining a cult? What's happening here? But I swear, I don't think they actually gave me paper. No.
Yeah, the instructions supposed to be in the bag or on the wrap. I mean, they have instructions on the wrapping, too, I think.
Just start thawing it out early, Rosenberg.
But it takes 72 hours to thaw it out.
Please. Don't get caught out there.
The other thing I want to tell you is if you're putting a turkey in the oven, and every 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, you're not opening that oven and basting the turkey with the juices from the turkey. And if you don't have, I mean, that's your best bet. But if you want to take it up a notch, even if you have one of those little injectors where you can inject the juices into the turkey, you get the butt and your turkey finna be dry.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wait. Hold on, turkey man. So you're saying, after it's completely thawed out,
that's right,
there will be juices.
Well, after it's thawed out, you put it in the oven.
Okay.
In the first 20 minutes, all of that fat and all of that, you know, from the turkey is going to start dripping into the pan.
Right.
You want to take those fat juices and make sure that they stay on top of the turkey as much as possible so they don't get dry.
So you say a whole lot of basting in this mug.
It's a whole lot of basting in this mug.
Okay.
Got to baste. If you don't baste your turkey, You get this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Straight up. All right, what you got today?
So over the weekend, there was, I don't know if you guys saw the tweets, and it was chaos in Atlanta Airport. Because they say somebody opened fire.
Oh, yeah.
It's really scary. I saw videos of people panicking.
I saw Bobby Condon's Instagram was stuck on. Bobby was stuck on the tarmac in the Bobby Condon's.
So now police are searching for a man named Kenny Wells. He accidentally fired his weapon at the airport. He's in the middle of a screening at checkpoints and main security gate. And somehow they recognized that there was a weapon in the bag. He quickly reached to get it. And it went off. How does that happen, guys? How?
He didn't have safety on. He needs to be hit with the button.
But you grab the gun, you exit, and you pull the trigger?
Yeah, like, that's clearly, he didn't have safety on. He didn't have a safety on engine.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And now the headlines are, police are searching for convicted felon responsible for accidental gun discharge at airport.
Oh, he wasn't even supposed to have that joint. Hit the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So lucky that nobody got hurt.
Yo, because I was going to say, fam, I don't know all the gun laws in Georgia, but they seem a little bit loose. You came to the airport with your piece. You just need to be like, hey, y'all, I forgot. I'm going to go back outside real quick. But he's a felon. He wasn't even supposed to have a joint.
Well, that'll do it.
That's why he was panicking. And, yeah.
That's the very definition
of...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got up today, my G?
Well, LeBron James and your L.A. Lakers got a much-needed win over the Detroit Pistons yesterday. However,
listen, let me tell you something about the Lakers. We could beat teams that are trash. You know what I'm saying? We're good at that.
So you got one of those, but also within that, after a free throw, LeBron James got tangled up with a guy named Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons. And coming out of their little tangle-up, LeBron was kind of like, get off me! And kind of threw his arm out. And in doing so, busted Isaiah Stewart wide open. Laura, do you see the video of this yet?
No, I haven't.
How bad? I didn't see. Ooh. I couldn't get a picture of how harsh the elbow was.
So if you look around, I finally saw the slow-mo. It was actually more the fist. It was basically like taking a pretty hard LeBron James punch to your eye. Was basically what it amounted to. He was completely leaking. Yeah, but Cass, that's the part I don't understand. It was so fast, and he busted his eye and mouth in one shot.
It was elbow to the eye, fist to the mouth.
Oh, he got a double whammy.
Oh, God.
So, but here's my thing, right? So I couldn't get all that from the video when I woke up this morning. But what I did notice was LeBron seemed to walk over to him in an apologetic manner.
Possible.
At first.
I don't know exactly what was said there. That is possible. Or it might have been like, that's what you get. I don't know. I know one thing. Your man Isaiah Stewart went after LeBron. And he got held back. And like an episode of Monday Night Raw, that when you're watching it on TV, you go, well, this is unrealistic. Stop holding them back. They're not going to try to fight for that long. No. He tried for that long, Laura. They held him back. He got away. They held him back again for another full minute. After the minute of holding him, he's finally away from the court and says, okay, let go of me. I'm good.
Then he storms back.
Then he runs again across the whole. Yo, and you know, as a result of that, you know what he's going to get. He's going to get a big one.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You're going to go from having a bloody eye to being suspended with a bloody eye. That's what's going to happen.
Now, LeBron got kicked out of the game. Duke got kicked out of the game too, right?
Yep.
And he got bloodied up. But, yeah, no, he wanted to fight. I got news for you. Fighting one of the biggest stars in the NBA is never going to end well.
No.
Because LeBron's not going to fight you. I don't see a world where LeBron starts fighting. He's been in the league all these years. When has LeBron ever fought?
Nah, he doesn't fight. And respect to some of the Lakers who are standing there in front of him like, I wish you would. I wish you would come for the LeBron.
Well, now, Russell Westbrook, he'll fight. Russell Westbrook is a wild animal. He'll get busy. He's waiting.
Tell you what, though, if you gotten in the way of that dude last night with that level of anger he had post that jammy,
you
might have caught angry. Yourself. I'm watching it.
Yeah, you might have given yourself the
punch. He was angry. He got cracked, though. He got cracked. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, everybody, do not, this is my advice, man, between now and February 15th, okay, do your best. I'm going to need help, too. I need reminders, too. It's not like I got this down pat. To not fall into drama and a cycle of negativity. It's so easy during the holiday from just being in traffic, you know, road rage to going to a store and the stores being empty to gas prices to things wrong in your relationship to money problems to just unresolved family issues. Between now and February, and the reason I picked February 15th is because Valentine's Day is on the 14th. So the emotions still run high all the way through Valentine's Day because you got New Year's in there, you got Valentine's Day in there, you got Christmas in there, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving. All of this stuff lines right up. Every month is something. So I just want to remind everybody, stay positive. Or you're going to get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, I've been known to tell a family member, like, you know, if something's going crazy, I'll be like, yo, we should talk, like, towards the end of February. See if you still feel how you feel right now.
All the way up to Valentine's Day?
That's a long break. That's a long time to wait, though.
Yo, sometimes people just need to think, give you time to think about what you're saying.
True.
See if you really feel how you feel when things simmer down. Because sometimes the other part is the days are shorter. So it's getting dark at like 4 o'clock. That stresses people out, man. Nice. Where it's like you're coming home from work and it's already dark outside. And you feel like the day is over.
And it's cold.
All of that, that'll send somebody around a bit.
Bruh, who you telling?
So there's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. Everybody just stay positive. I'm going to need some reminders. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. We got some prizes to give away. Is DJ John working today or he's gone?
No, he's on vacation.
Oh, we got another Juan. Cast Juan. It's really Cast 1. But good morning, everybody.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, what's popping?
What's popping?
It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Love it. Well, to a degree.
Wait, you don't love it?
Nah. He had to. Johnny just caught himself being too pro holiday and had to pull himself back.
Well, nah, what? He ain't. It ain't about the. He's not into the.
Yeah, it wasn't the holiday.
It's the family gatherings. The food and the family.
Love the food, love the family. Then I was like, well, to a degree, because I thought about all of the running around. It's the getting of everybody, and it's the connecting, and it's as beautiful as it is, it's equally as hectic sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do a lot of pickup and drop off?
Yeah, I got 3 kids in 3 different places. So that alone.
So are you doing one big swoop pickup? Like, boom, I'm going to grab you over here, and then we all back at the crib.
Yeah. And then it's.
But your daughter, you ain't got a pickup. She could just Uber now.
Yeah, she takes a train up from Philly.
So then you got to get her at Penn Station.
Penn Station. And in Midtown, is a bit of a, you know, little hectic move. So I catch up from there. And then my son, Jaja, you know, he up in Nyack, trying to get him down a little closer.
But are you going to have all of them?
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And I just.
You want me to go get Jaja? I'll be up there all the time.
Throw him on the back of the bike?
On the back of your
throw
bike?
Throw him on my bike. You know, he can ride back down. We can ride down the 9W together.
I mean, I appreciate it. He might not be so comfortable, so, you know, I'll pick him up in the car.
Jaja's time to put in his work.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He always want to act tough anyway and fight in the pool all the time, so what's popping, Jaja? Let's get it.
And then after a long day of Thanksgiving, you want to just go home because you full have been a lot of activity and you got all your cousins like, yo, which way you going? Not your way, family.
Yeah.
Not your way. I am going towards this street.
Wait, but Shawnee, you have the beauty of a full car. You got 3 people in the car with you.
That helps. That helps. Well, look, let one of the kids sit on top of one of the other kids. Nah.
Oh, man. Nah, they all want to ride. Somebody want to ride.
Yeah, seat that you want. There's food in that. Leftover food in that spot.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not a full car anymore, especially not during that, during the holidays. It's not a full car.
Yeah, we're going to pack up.
We're going to squeeze in. We're going to squeeze in.
Oh, that's the worst.
Now it take you 3 hours to get home.
Now, you know you do the whole skit where, because it's going to be at your mom's crib, right?
Right.
You do the skit where you stand. Let everybody.
Yeah, I'm tired. I think I'm staying here. Now.
See, I think I'm going to just stay right here. I'm going to fall asleep right here.
Everybody who got to go, they going cold. And you, around midnight, you be like, you know what?
I'm going to go home.
Go home, y'all. I'll see you later, moms. Thanks for the
laptop. Yo, I'm falling asleep every time. Listen, my feet is up. Straight up.
Early.
It's happening. Yo, call right now. 800-223-9797. Hopefully, you got your plans together for Thursday. We got something to give you and put a smile on your face. We don't have DJ John. We have another Juan. Cast Juan. It's DJ Cast Juan. It's DJ Cast Juan. DJ Cass. DJ Cass. Yo, Cass One, you ready for Thursday, man? What you guys cooking up over there?
Yeah, man.
Listen, dinner at your crib? Cooking. Is it dinner at your crib?
It's dinner at my crib this year, and I'm not cooking a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's bringing stuff, and we're going to light it up in here.
So, wait, what do you have to do to prepare your house for visitors? What are you doing?
I'm cleaning everything up. Now, I have a question. How does it go with decorations on Thanksgiving? Do people put their Christmas decorations out?
Like, nah.
What's going on? Does the tree go up before?
No. Tree don't go up until next week.
Does it?
Or maybe this weekend. Some people do this weekend.
We'll do this weekend.
Well, what if you're busy on the weekends?
Next week. See y'all next week.
I sort of feel like Christmas tree up. I put it up.
Already?
I respect it. I put my Christmas tree up. I put the lights on the house. They're not on yet. My Christmas decorations, they're coming out the closet because I'm not going to have time to get to this after that. Like, this couple of days.
Oh, you got too many. Why are you too popping this holiday season? You got too many parties?
You know, people just get busy, man.
Get back outside.
Get busy. And then after Thanksgiving, you get lazy. Nobody wants to decorate after.
Well, I just feel like, Cass, if you enjoy the tree, if you enjoy it, why not have it up for Thanksgiving, too?
There you go.
Because you're only going to get a month.
It's less than a month. It's a month on the dot. So you might as well enjoy it.
Right. I don't know. Maybe I'm playing
it's a little mixy.
Listen, Cass, I'm with you. If you want, look, I'm with whatever. I don't really have, you know, I don't normally do mine after Thanksgiving. Or maybe this weekend we'll do it. I don't know. But
because it looks kind of crazy right now because I got turkeys and elves everywhere. So I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go.
Nah, they go together. They go together. It's all good. Ain't no rules, man. Who cares?
Anyway.
As long as y'all feel good.
I got something for the people. You can win the Jack Harlow Thanksgiving hookup, and you get $100 to your Thanksgiving groceries, turkey vouchers, and tickets to see him in concert at Terminal 5 on December 30th, made hot by Atlantic Records, Jack Harlow, and John McGrail Restaurant.
There you go, John McGrail.
That's a nice price.
Jack Harlow, that's a nice Thanksgiving hookup right there. Get some money on the groceries. Shani, who's on the line to be smarter than DJ Cast 1?
Stephanie.
It's very easy to be smarter than Cast 1. Very. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. It's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Are you ready? Are you ready for Thursday?
I am. I'm sitting in traffic on my way to work, but yeah, I wish it was Thursday already.
Got it. Is everybody coming to your house or are you going somewhere else?
No, I'm going to my grandparents.
Nice. Do you have to cook?
Yeah. No. I'm going to eat.
It's all laid. You got the grandparents. You just got to show up. Yeah. It's mad easy for you, son.
Right. Is there a talent show? Anybody performing?
A talent show.
No, there's not a talent show, but there might be some karaoke. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's talent show with Jace.
Yeah.
Shani, they got a whole itinerary for their Thanksgiving gathering.
Facts. It's like
who's
going up first and this.
Yeah, they got like a whole run of show.
Yo, that's crazy.
The singers, dancers,
there's a list.
Poetry, all that.
Yo, do you have to have a laminate to get on the stage, Shani?
You do. And there's a curtain.
You gotta have a laminate. Got a backstage pass.
Facts. Get out of here.
Wait, no, yo, is Jaja playing Steel Pan?
Yeah,
It probably play like the guitar.
Oh, guitar. Because yeah, it would be ill if Ja Ja made everybody get up and go outside in the garage because the steel pans was too big to bring in the house.
Exactly.
You got to go watch him in the garage.
Right.
Or even better yet, y'all set up a camera where you can live stream his performance from the garage into the
place.
Get on your phones.
Okay. Get on.
Like, nah, yeah, it goes down. And if you don't have a talent, my mother still forces the kids to do something. So, like, if you're good at math, she's going to throw some math problems.
She's going to throw an equation at you? What is the Pythagorean theorem?
And then when you answer, everybody's like, yeah! And that's your talent. You know what I mean? Go sit down.
There you go.
If I was a kid in Shawnee's household, man, my anxiety level would be crazy on Thanksgiving.
My youngest son hates it. Anxiety through the roof. He's like, get me out of here.
Asiah don't like performing.
What do you say to him?
I'm like, yo, just do it. It's okay. It's gonna be all right. It's quick. And this thing is always just animals. So you gotta ask him something about animals. Cause he ain't dancing, he ain't singing. He feel a way when he's standing there, swimming, these people staring at him.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
You know, what's the largest animal in the ocean? He'll answer that and then he out.
Yes. You got one question about.
That doesn't sound like fun to me as a kid.
Why don't you just let him off the hook, man? Or just say, nah, don't even worry about it.
Nope. Grandma not letting him off the hook. Nope.
By the way, you're so sure that's the best thing. I don't know that it is. It might be like him the rest of his life. Like, my grandmother used to make me stand there, talk about these damn animals.
Right.
I just wanted to be there.
Talk about the school.
Yeah, but at some point in his life, he's going to have to get up and do a presentation.
Right.
You don't have to.
And in this scenario, we like, you always going to get the love. So no matter what you do, you will be encouraged by a crowd of people. Happy
True.
People that love you. You know what I'm saying?
They'll so cheer like, for you no matter what, no even matter. If you, all you do is say the name of an animal.
That's it. And the love is there.
Because wait until you got to do a presentation at a job one day. And they're like, yo, this is trash. This sucks. Get up out of here. How dare right. Why is this presentation not finished, sir?
Right.
You're fired.
Like, I should have stood up during Thanksgiving.
Yo, answer this question, Stephanie. Dumb fast so you can be smarter than Cash One and get the Jack Harlow tickets and the groceries and the $100 gift card and all that. Here we go. Laura's got the question.
Right. Stephanie, can you tell us which actor is known as the Fresh Prince?
Will Smith.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm.
Yo, that King Richard had me crying Friday.
Me too.
Me three.
That King Richard had me crying.
Me three.
Oh, so good. Make sure you guys watch it. Okay. Cast One, can you tell us what are the names of Will Smith's three siblings?
What? Will, Jill,
Johnny,
Phil.
Will and Tanisha.
It's Pam, Ellen, and Harry.
Harry Smith.
Pam, Ellen, Harry. That's they got the most generic family names ever. Pam Smith, Harry Smith.
You really do.
Pam, Ellen, and Harry.
Will Smith.
Smith. Yo, Stephanie, you getting the whole Thanksgiving Jack Harlow kit, man.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy the holiday.
We hope you do, too. Thank you for calling the program, and thank you for tuning in. Hang on. We got to get some info from you. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights reports, last night was the 2021 American Music Awards, so I'll give you some highlights and some winners coming up next.
Tune.
Shout out to Africa.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know, I was thinking, Cast One was just telling us it took him a long time to put up his tree this weekend, decorating and all of that. I was thinking about the trees that I had as a kid. I don't remember all the color coordinating and things people do. We didn't have that. You had the tree. And then you had some ornaments, but then you just put randomness on the tree. Remember, like the tree, you know, you had the tinsel, you went around, and then maybe you had some ornaments that you had. Maybe there was some green and red.
Ornaments, you know, the little ones you bought it.
Yeah, you bought them at the Kmart. They had an assortment.
You might have had the special one with your family picture in it.
Yeah, you had the family picture. You had the one that you made, you know, the few that you made in school that the teacher would send you home with. You know, that you made out of, you know, I don't know.
Construction paper.
Yeah. Yeah, or you baked it. It was like some clay thing you baked at school or something. Right. The gingerbread, the little cookies. Remember the little nasty cookies? You didn't eat them. You just hung them on the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those? You hang on the tree, you wrap candy canes or whatever.
But now I feel like nobody does trees like that no more. Every tree I see is like
a designer tree.
Yeah, it's all put together all nice. Like, it's not just random stuff. It's like coordinated.
Like, my friend has an all pink tree. It's just, the tree's pink, the ornaments are pink, it's just pink.
It's pink.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Coordination.
I'm not a fan either. I'm like, eh.
No, it's not good. But even here, like, my lady's like, we're going to have, like, it's going to be, like, silver. It's going to be, like, wintry, silvery, bluish. You know what I mean? We're going to, you know, it's, like, a color coordinated.
Right.
You know, it's perfectly done.
Yeah, it's like the
same. And I was just sitting here thinking about even Cast One. He was telling me his tree got some Bluetooth hookup.
Yeah. Yeah, it got a, listen, it has a switch that plays a Christmas song for, like, 30 seconds. Then it lights the tree. So I'm like, you can't even light the tree immediately. I can't even press the button and the tree is on. I gotta wait for the song.
Nah, man. Come on. You gotta have, yo, what you call it, Laura? Entry music?
It's on theme song.
Wow. It has a theme song.
Yo, your tree got walkout music.
And walk off music, because the same thing happens when you turn it off.
Nah, man.
Oh, wow.
Festive, Cast. It's festive.
But I was, look, all of that, like, when I, yo, am I bugging? Did Rosenberg, well, y'all didn't have a tree. My mom did a menorah and a tree. But that was only because she just, you know, she ain't that Jewish. She was just kind of like, look, we're going to do the menorah, but we're going to do this tree thing. I like trees. They smell good.
Well, it sounds like your mom just let y'all decorate the tree. That's why it has so many colors. She's like, y'all do it. Y'all kind of create.
Now, she was in on it, but it just didn't feel like it was a free. You know, it was fun.
It was free.
It wasn't a competition. Now it feels like everybody's competing to have the dopest tree.
Yeah, my tree was definitely a mishmash of ornaments collected throughout the years growing up. And my mom was serious about her nativity. She had a whole town, little baby Jesus, and God.
Well, come on. Oh. What about?
You couldn't even. What about close?
Laura, did you have an advent calendar?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What's that?
Oh, yes.
What's that?
You don't know what calendar. Neither of you knew what a candle is. No, an advent calendar often has chocolates.
No.
It's like an advent calendar is like this cardboard thing with the dates, and you open it each day leading up to Christmas, and there's a little chocolate inside.
Oh, no,
so,
I didn't have that.
Someone who's not Jewish should explain this, but there's an advent calendar is also a thing.
I never had that,
yeah.
Well, Ebro, your mom was Jewish. She didn't know what the hell she was doing.
Well,
she probably didn't even have
it. Catholic? What is it?
It's definitely Christian. Yeah.
It counts up the weeks. It kind of like takes up the weeks of Lent up until Christmas, right?
Honestly, my family would just eat all the chocolates.
Right. My tree was definitely coordinated. You know what I'm saying? My sisters was on that.
Oh, so y'all was already tight with it.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah. It can't look like an eyesore when people come in your crib. Just like everything. It got to blend with, like, it got to look like something. You know what I'm saying? Gotta look like something.
Oh,
so.
Gosh.
Yeah, nah. My eyes look like something. Look like
Christmas at the 99 cent store.
Yo, it look like something. Yep. We don't know what it is, but it's something. Let's go flash your lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Last night was the 2021 American Music Awards. Live from Los Angeles, Cardi B was the host. She looked phenomenal. She was great. It was funny, and, you know, a lot of big artists, like Artist of the Year, went to BTS. New Artist of the Year, Olivia Rodrigo. Doja Cat and SZA won for Collaboration of the Year. Doja Cat also won for Best R&B Artist, which was a lot of talk on Twitter. People didn't feel that... should have gone to Doja Cat.
No, of course not. You got to have the conversation.
Of course not. She's a little bit. I look, as much as I love Doja Cat, I don't know if. I mean, she definitely makes R&B, but this album ain't.
Yeah, she was in a category with Giveon, her, Jasmine Sullivan, and Queen Naija.
Well, right,
Jasmine Sullivan definitely should have won that.
Yeah, that definitely should have gone to Jasmine Sullivan. But you know, but
Doja Cat's a bigger name.
Yeah,
and that's what all the AMAs is. These aren't real awards, y'all. AMAs isn't really based. Is it
fan based, or how does it work, Rosenberg?
Who knows? It's giving famous people awards. Like, it's just. I wouldn't take too
much.
Well,
I'm going to keep it real for Doja. Like, this is one of those awards where it's like it pisses off a real R&B fan. And, you know, for Doja, who has definitely made R&B records, this album is one of her most mainstream pop projects. Like, when you go back and listen to her older stuff, it's more R&B than this. And she's rapping in there sometimes. She's doing a bunch of different stuff. So, it's terrible when an artist wins an award, and I feel like Doja would even be like, I didn't really make an R&B project this time around. You know what I'm saying? And then the fans start thinking that, like, they want to place their irritation on the artist, and it hurts the artist. I think Doja going to be all right. She's had plenty of controversy, but just pointing that out, you know? Doja didn't need that award.
No.
No. I mean, in more serious news over the weekend, I mean, we knew this was going to happen. In the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, basically was acquitted of all charges.
Mm-hmm. Listen, a lot of people brought this up to me over the weekend. What do you think? I was like, I think that they wanted him to get off from the beginning. Once they threw the gun out, what's the other charge?
Right. You mean like once they don't have a problem with him showing up there with a gun?
Yeah, like what do we... The people he shot were harassing him. They had guns. Like, and here's the other thing I want to assert for everyone. Like, yes, the people Kyle Rittenhouse shot also had guns. And we think, based on the articles, that they were there in support of Jacob Blake, who had been shot by a police officer and was paralyzed. That's what the protests were for. And we think that these individuals were there in support of Jacob Blake. But we don't know that. And anything I've read, nobody has substantiated to me that the individuals that Kyle Rittenhouse got into it with were there in support of Jacob Blake. Because some people show up to protest to just start problems. Now, if somebody could send me something that proves that these individuals were there in support of Jacob Blake, but the truth be told, they didn't want Kyle Rittenhouse going to jail from the rip. And the judge in this case was, was elected and unopposed. Ran unopposed.
Which is very
And you can tell from the way the judge was behaving, he didn't want Kyle Rittenhouse to go down for this.
I mean, the judge was in it from the very beginning. This was an absolute joke. So, like, it was a combination of... It was an absolute joke. The judge was a joke. You were going to see this guy's pathetic, fake white tears win the hearts of all the MAGA maniacs. You had all that going. But then on top of that, when you really broke down what they were trying to convict him for, it was, again, you're like, these charges don't even really look like they're going to stick. Like, if he was allowed to show... The main issue that we all have, I believe, is that this kid thought that the move was to get a gun and cross state lines to show up to a protest where he wasn't needed. That to me is probably the biggest offense. But once he started shooting, to Ebro's point, he was fighting with people already. He was under attack. So I don't know that the charges were ones that were ever going to win. So now we have to just deal with this punk ass. Ugh. I mean, his fake crying made me want to puke. But yeah, I didn't think they had a path to convicting him.
Well, and then they're not charging his mom who dropped him off, drove him across state lines. That's not a thing. So
apparently the state line thing isn't a thing. It is for us. Yeah. Apparently it's not for them.
It's not a thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was hard for me to be thoroughly upset with something that I knew was going to play out this way. Now, the Ahmaud Arbery case is what I'm really watching. The McMichael trial. That one is the one I'm really paying attention to.
How far along are they right now in that?
I got to read up. I don't know if they've gotten to jury deliberations just yet. Witnesses. Griff says they're at witnesses.
Okay.
I guess we'll keep you posted. That's your flashing light trip. The time is 8:07. High of 52 degrees. Rain today and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
It's E. Rogar Rosenberg. Good morning. Tonight, Dave Chappelle at the Garden. Chappelle's in town. Big night at the Garden. Shout out to Chappelle, wherever you are. Also, Shani, Michael K. Williams, today.
Yeah, we're doing a block party for him in Vanderveer over on Forster Ave for his birthday. Today's his birthday. Shout out to anybody else celebrating a birthday, too. But in honor of him, we'll have a ton of celebrities come out and just kind of rocking with him, you know what I'm saying? He passed away right in September, right after Labor Day, and this is the first birthday after his passing, so we'll be out there representing for him right after school from 3 to 7, and it's for the kids. We have, I think it's like 300 or 400 turkeys to give away. We got a lot of food, you know, so food you can eat and food you can take home with you, you know, for the holidays. If you don't have a turkey, come through Forster Ave in Flatbush, Vanderveer, for Michael K. Williams' birthday.
Nice. Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So what you guys want to talk about? So we get Thanksgiving. Are we gonna have food arguments again for the
food arguments.
Our annual food argument?
It fits like, you know what, Ebro? We should almost save that for White Ish Wednesday.
Because
it fits into our culture clash on this show. That's what it's really part of the same conversation.
Right, because we don't have ambrosia at our table, you know what I'm
saying? See, and here comes Shawnee with the
ambrosia.
With the ambrosia.
Yo, me and Shawnee went to what? Where did we go, Shawnee, where they had the fruit with the mayonnaise?
Rico's Crib.
And me and Shawnee looked at each other like, yo, what is this he putting on our plate?
By the way, it was not Thanksgiving.
Why she got mayonnaise in
it? What was it for?
It was not Thanksgiving, and Rico's not white. His wife is, okay? It wasn't even Thanksgiving.
Was it ambrosia?
Laura, it was just a random event. This was not Thanksgiving, and Shawnee's been talking about ambrosia ever since.
But
now,
it
was
the first thing.
How about this? Shawnee's been talking about it so much for years that he's convinced me it was Thanksgiving. I didn't even remember.
Hold on, Ebro.
Because in my brain, I was like, when did we go to Rico's on Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
It was never Thanksgiving.
It was never Thanksgiving. And hold on, and Shawnee, you also say mayonnaise. You realize it's simply fruit and whipped cream. It's really not gross. It's kind of delicious.
Because when it was a full culture shock for me. When I saw it, I was like, what is this big bowl of mayonnaise with all the fruit in it? So that was my first impression.
Shawnee, that's the racist part for you.
That's the racist part.
You just assumed it was mayonnaise because it was white folks.
That's so crazy.
And I was raised with white people in the house. And I went with you. I was like, yeah, it must be mayonnaise.
Like, why?
Must be mayonnaise. These white people with their mayonnaise again.
That is insane that you think that white people would just start scooping mayonnaise into their mouth.
It was like white soup. with lumps.
It was cream.
I was like, what is this, yo? I'm not touching that.
All right, so we're going to say. We're going to save the food arguments, the annual Thanksgiving food arguments for the Wednesday docket, is what you're saying.
Laura, what about, I was wanting to mention all week that Ebro and I went to a mutual friend's birthday party on Saturday night.
Okay.
And
but
Ebro.
I wasn't invited, but okay.
No. And Ebro, well, by the way, that shout out to Ebro for that, because Laura's not close with the person whose party it was. And Ebro and I both have our own separate long-term relationships with him. And the other day, behind the scenes, Ebro just goes, hey, Laura, you going to Rich's birthday? And
I forgot she didn't know him.
I jumped in and I was like, Ebro, they're not really friends that.
No, but see now, hold up now. Rich and his whole family are probably listening right now. He's taking his daughters to school.
Yep.
Wife included, everybody's in the car. And I just assumed him and Laura was cool because he's cool with the program.
I know,
you know what I'm saying?
I know, but also hit yourself with the
We've known Laura, him for years. Laura, you could have totally came.
No, I could have
totally texted him and said, yo,
I didn't feel right.
Laura's pulling up.
But by the way, but for the record, just in, to flip this in reverse, Ebro, if you or I had a big, like it was his 45th birthday. If you or I had a big 45th birthday, we would invite Rich also. If Laura had a big birthday party, she's not inviting Rich.
I'm not.
That's true.
Of course not. Like, there's nothing to feel bad about. Now,
I'm just trying to make her feel bad.
So, Laura, I did want you there for this reason specifically. So, okay. Me and my lady show up to the party. Ebro's already there with his lady, right? Ebro very politely and sweetly comes up to us, greets us, and is like, yo, we're over here. So, I'm like, okay, cool. At that point, me and my girl, like, I'm like, should I try to go say hi to the birthday boy right now so I can get credit for being here? So then if That's at right. any point we leave.
Good move. Strong move.
Yeah, I want to be able to move when it's time to move. So in doing that, we went and said hi to Rich, and then we ran into Justin Tuck and his lovely wife, ended up sitting down and chatting with them for a while, and Justin's all the way in on crypto like my girl is, so they're talking NFT, crypto talk, having a good time. And at some point, I'm like, oh, you know what? We got to go see Ebro because he was like, he's in the other room, and I don't want it to seem like we just spaced on Ebro and dissed him at a birthday party. Laura, it had been like 20 minutes. By the time we make the move, I search this whole party. Ebro's gone.
Of course.
He's already ditched us. Yo, he is such a party ditcher, right. Yo.
I was just about to say he'd have done it to you, but he already did.
Wow. I've gone places with Ebro and said, Ebro, please don't leave me. Don't leave me. I really want to go see whatever. I come back and look for him, like, gone. Yeah, text him, everything gone.
I always thought
later
it was
on,
awkward,
oh, what
too.
Happened to you?
Right.
I was looking for lies.
Nah, because what happened, here's what happened.
It's awkward too, but I've come to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
No, me too.
I respect it. I do respect it. It just feels bad when you're on the other end of it. But I respect the Irish goodbye big time. I do.
Pum.
Yo, listen, man. I done said hi to everyone. I done took photos. I had a beverage. I'm already, now here's the other part. I could have stayed a little longer, but me and my lady are still masked up out here.
Right.
Like, I was one of the, me and my lady were the only people at the party wearing masks still. Mind you.
Yep.
So we were already trying, the only reason I was staying in the other room was because that room was crowded. So it's kind of like, I didn't want to be in crowds anyway. So it expedited the exit, is my point.
Because I
giggled with a couple of people, I dapped a couple of people, had a beverage, took a couple of photos, said hey to the birthday boy and all of that, you know, saw Meek Mill, saw Kevin Durant.
You must have seen them the second.
On
you
the way out.
On the way out. Because by the time I saw KD and Meek, there was no Ebro anymore. Because
I was out.
I get it. And Ebro does still look nuts with the mask on because his beard is so big that it looks just like accoutrement. Like, it's like puffed out like a foot in front of his face. It seems uncomfortable. I get it.
And you know, my lady don't play that. She's not playing around without the mask on, period. Not doing it. Like, she is not comfortable outside without the mask on. And, you know, it's a vaccinated party, but still, She's not playing no games with it, man. Look, we got people coming to the crib. They all got to take a COVID test.
Yeah.
I got some of the home COVID tests over here. When people come over on Thursday, I'm walking outside with the COVID test, handing you the COVID test in your car.
Nah, no, you're not.
Fact.
And if they,
I guess I am.
You're turning them back.
Come back positive, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, but that part's fine, Sean. If they come back positive.
Yo, I make you a plate, put it in the car, send you on your way.
But you can't just, like, trust that they would take it right before they come. I mean, we did that for my mother's birthday, too. Like, to make
them. Oh, yeah, if you want to go take one on your own and show me the results, that's fine. But I'm saying, if you ain't got time, I got one for you.
That's fair. All right. That's
well, how many? Hold on, this is important. Who is coming over to Thanksgiving?
Just a couple of friends and her parents. And that's
couple.
It. And just
okay, so just a handful of people.
I think at most we might have 6-7 people here.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. As somehow we spin our way back to COVID. I saw a friend yesterday who was vaccinated and just got sick a couple weeks ago. Got not vaccinated and tested negative. And then like that day started being like, I have the chills. And got laid down hard, but only for 2 days. But it was a 2-day lay down still post-vaccination.
And it was confirmed COVID.
Confirmed COVID.
Yes.
How long ago did they get vaccinated?
A while. Probably towards the beginning.
So
very,
March.
Very early on.
February. Yeah.
Maybe. I would say March, April. I would say March, April.
Because definitely after 6 months, there's been studies that say your protection from the vaccine, which is why the boosters is rolling out.
Yeah, that's why
I got the vaccine's not a cure, y'all. It's not a cure.
Yeah,
it's only supposed to keep you from dying and going to the hospital.
You still don't want to be close talking strangers, that's for sure.
You could still get that joint and it could still hurt you, vaccinated, and you still get sick. But it's like any, I mean, look, just like anything else out here, there's flu, there's colds, there's your common cold, there's COVID, there's tons of things that could get you. It's just that COVID, you know, you get the long COVID, it's respiratory, you know, there's other things that we don't fully understand yet. Which is why, you know, some people don't want to get vaxxed because there's things we don't understand. B, there's people who are getting vaxxed and still wearing their masks. Like, we don't have enough information. And people are just trying to figure out ways to protect themselves. So, as you go into this holiday season, protect yourself. And I'm hoping that we get through this holiday season. You know, they're going through a lot. Like, there's lockdowns going on in Europe right now. Australia, I believe, is a lockdown going on. Austria. Yeah, Austria.
It's heavy.
The Netherlands is having serious clashes between police and protesters over vaccination mandates and things like that. You got protests going over on here in the States. My prayer is that by January, February, we don't have an increase in deaths. Because that's what all this is about. It's about, remember, we had mass amounts of death. And if we can get through this winter and it's just like, okay, yeah, cases went up, people are going to get sick. But if people aren't dying, we're in a great space.
And then we could be thinking about a spring that feels normal, maybe, you know, which would be 2 full years since it started, so... Man.
So we give thanks that we're to this point. You know, for those of us that, you know, had family members that we lost, family members who were seriously ill and permanently affected from this COVID, you know, it's very, very hard. But for those of us that are here and healthy and able to gather with loved ones, we give thanks. We say happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, everybody locked in. Cast One, hit us with a tune. Yo, Cast One, hit us with a put on a smile, man. Hit us with some Silk Sonic this morning. You know what I mean? Hit us with a, this my tune right here.
Which one?
You got that? Put on a smile?
The whole album. Oh, it's called Put On A Smile.
Yeah, Put On A Smile.
There we go.
Put On A Smile.
Here we go.
Ain't no shame begging in the rain. Put On A Smile. Your heart might have got broken. You might be real sad.
I feel like that right now.
But put on a smile. Put on a smile. Put that positive energy out there.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo,
Queens,
Laura Rosenberg, Cass maybe, Shawnee too maybe. On a week like this, do y'all have more work to do or less work to do?
More.
To start with you, Rosenberg.
Level of work, I'd say is around the same. Like what I've been dealing with is that I'm supposed to have this concert on Wednesday night at Gramercy, and we just haven't been able to sell tickets the way we normally would because of this vaccine mandate. So I've been stressed out because I have these artists, some of which I already had to cancel on because they were on the Summer Jam Festival stage.
Oh, my God! And
I got thunderstormed out. So I got people, you know, my girl Vel the Wonder, she came in from L.A. and she's here. And I'm probably going to have to cancel the show.
Damn it.
Because it just seems like the vaccine mandate's too much. So that's been stressing me out. But beside that... a little more work than usual, I'd say, over the next 3 days. But you have this extra big battery in your back because you know you got the rest coming up right after it.
What about you, Laura? More work? Because you were interviewing Don C this weekend. You was in the Foot Locker. Laura's Liddy out here in the sneaker game.
I was. Shout out to Don C. Yeah, he released a new line called All City for Foot Locker, which is nice. So it's accessible to everyone. You know how usually it's very limited and people can't.
Yeah, the Don C stuff is hard to get.
But it's dope. Yeah. I was at the Washington Heights Foot Locker and it was a lot of fun. But yes, I was working on the weekend, but I have more work because the family and I are taking our first official trip.
When do you guys leave town?
We're going to Dominican Republic.
Nice.
On Wednesday.
Ooh.
So it's my first time traveling to a different country with Kenza. So I've been trying to make sure I have everything, like my little checklist, and hopefully I don't forget anything, you know.
Good for you. Well, here's a, you know, I will get the button warm for you for when you get back on Monday.
Because
traveling on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving,
Listen, it wasn't my idea, okay? So.
Yeah, that's what's
up.
Traveling back, and y'all are traveling back on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, you're doing
yes, so you may or may not see me on Monday. I don't know.
Wow.
That's intense.
I don't know.
Producer Griff says Sunday is the worst travel day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want, and hopefully you don't get any weather, and hopefully, I mean, now what's the deal with these airlines canceling flights and having scheduling problems and all that a few weeks ago? I don't know if they've resolved it, but hopefully you don't get stuck with that. So
let's see.
Positive vibes for Laura Stiles.
Please. And my 1 year old.
Word. I definitely saw the Ebro Laura Rosenberg peoples out in the streets last night. By the way, speaking of weekend work at Survivor Series, our people were out there in Brooklyn last night, boy.
Barclay
Center was packed, and I saw lots of the FOTS were out in full effect. So I was working all day yesterday. Ebro, do you have a full week? Is that why you asked this?
Hell no. I'm at the stage of my career. Don't nobody talk to me in the week of a holiday. I don't work so many holidays, fam. I woke up this morning like, yo, I may not come to work. But we got the FOTS and the friends of the show. They got to go to work, so I'm here. Right. But look, the rest of my work for the day, fam, you can't even put a conference call on my schedule.
You
can't even.
You done.
What?
Get done.
done.
Bruh, listen. I'll be here tomorrow, though.
There you go.
Man.
I ain't got nothing else to do. My lady got to work. Issa got school. So, really, I just come here because I ain't got nothing else to do. So, I come hang with y'all.
What else is there to do?
I got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? Cash One super busy right now doing parties. Shawnee back outside heavy hosting events. I know he getting his bags.
This week is crazy.
Right now.
A lot of events going on. A lot of turkey giveaways. A lot of charities. Because as you said, you know, starting from this time of the year, it gets hectic. You know, and a lot of people are sad and want some help. And this is when we kick in the gear. So,
well, Shawnee, let me know how I can help, man. I send a check over. You know what I'm saying? I may not leave the crib, but I send a check.
Yeah, well, again, just to remind people, today we in Vanderbilt on Forster Ave for Michael K. Williams' birthday. Today's his birthday. Shout out all the Scorpios in general, but we're giving away 400 turkeys. So if you don't have a turkey for your refrigerator for this Thursday and you was wondering how to budget your whole shopping schedule piece of magic, come through. We got a turkey for you. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
I might go to Chappelle tonight, though. Pull up on Chappelle
That would be outside.
That's outside. I think I'm gonna pull up, say hello to the brother Chappelle, give him a hug. You know what I mean? And just show love to the bro.
Nice.
That's happening tonight at the Garden. Let's go. The gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus unite. To welcome you in your hardest times, to uplift you, to love you when you're in need.
That's right, cleansing the energy.
That's right, Shawnee, burn some sage and Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises.
Save lives,
Who's in need of our help, Rosenberg?
The guru Laura at gmail.com. That's right, the guru Laura at gmail.com. You email us, say hello, and we will say hello back. Dear gurus, please keep me anonymous. I listen to the podcast each and every day, And as a black girl who grew up in a predominantly white suburb, I love You Don't Know White-ish Wednesdays. I love each of you, and you help me to get through the workday.
Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years now, and things are going great. He's the kindest person I've ever met. I'm deeply in love with him. Whenever we have an issue, it's usually because of me. Here's the problem. About a month ago, my old F buddy texted me. And before he could even ask, I told him I was in a committed relationship and I couldn't see him. He was very respectful and he vowed not to text me again.
Okay.
However, since then, flashbacks of me and my old F buddy keep populating my mind. I've known him since my freshman year of college, and we had a
friendly- don't want to hear. We don't care. So what? You want to have sex with him? You feel like going out here slutting it out? If you want to burn down your relationship,
anyways,
go ahead and do it.
Anyways, as I was saying, I've known him since my freshman year of college, and we had a friends with benefits relationship on and off for almost 10 years.
10 years.
Between and even sometimes during my past situations.
Wow.
He would always be there to give me sexual healing when I needed and vice versa.
You're a cheetah.
Our relationship, damn, Shawnee, our relationship was great.
She is.
She just said it.
Sorry. Our relationship was great because we both had a mutual understanding that emotionally we wouldn't work, but physically we were perfect. Sometimes we'd get into heavy arguments and end the night in passionate sex, which was always good. How do I get this fantasy of us reuniting out of my head? Am I wrong for having these thoughts? Well, I have no intention of meeting up with him. I can't help but feel guilty because my boyfriend is amazing. Please help.
You just felt like writing.
Yo, y'all are terrible.
Problem.
It is a problem. Like she wants
Why
support.
Why is this a problem?
She wants support. She needs help. And she feels
she doesn't have a problem. But she doesn't have a problem. This is not a problem. Fantasizing about old things is not a problem.
Acting on them
is a problem.
But she, Rosenberg, well, is not like she's not texting him back after he was like, okay, cool, and respected her space. They're not texting anymore or anything like
you
that.
You can
right?
fantasize about old things.
But what she's saying is, if you're listening, what she's saying is she doesn't want to start living in that space either. Because if they've always done it through all these situations over the last 10 years,
while
and you want this to be different, you don't want to start toying with this in your mind. I don't think that's as easy as you're saying.
But she's not toying with it.
She keeps thinking about it.
She's not considering.
Man, she wrote us for a reason. Instead of telling someone, shut up, why'd you write us? You don't have a problem. How about we listen to the fact that she did write us because she does have a problem.
She just wanted to write. She doesn't have a problem. She's not thinking about it in the present context.
Yes, she is. That's why she wrote us.
Yeah,
she's scared.
I'd have to agree with
Rose. Get out of here. No.
Nah, listen, she's got a. She's
scared that she had a thought.
No, she's a fan of the show, so she wanted to write in for that part. But she's definitely considering it. She's considering it. She's done it before. And
she said she's not considering it.
Wait, Rosenberg.
Ebro, that's the key part, though. She's done it before, so she's trying to convince herself not to do it again.
Correct.
Right. And she wants
but
to
she already that's said she's not considering it.
She's lying.
She's lying.
Yes,
she's lying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm surprised. You got to read through the lines. Yeah, of course she's considering it.
She's considering it for sure.
Well, just know that if you do consider it, you're going to burn down your relationship. Yeah. And right. You're responsible for the burnage.
And the main thing is that, like, you know, sometimes when you think about the ex and stuff, you only remember the good times.
Right.
You have to remember really why y'all consistently broke up. You was rocking with him for 10 years.
No, they was never together, Sean. They were never in a relationship.
Right, and so that's a major factor. You really got to figure out that part. Why have you known him for so long since you were a freshman and it never became a thing? There's something wrong with this connection.
Because love without responsibility.
Feels amazing.
Yeah, that's it. But
and
the part is,
you know,
I don't think he's the one for you. I don't think she's considering having a relationship with him. She's just considering sleeping with him.
Correct.
That's the point. It's not about having a relationship.
So again, just to bring it full circle, because we've gotten derailed momentarily, Laura, to bring you in here, here's what we need. She doesn't want to make the mistake. She doesn't want to start having these fantasies pop up in her head. She knows it's not good. She knows her man is the guy she should be with. However, that sexual chemistry keeps calling.
Right,
that's what she needs to do. What she needs help with. Exactly. What she needs help with is how do you get yourself, and Laura, I'm asking you as a woman, how do you get yourself to stop romanticizing that great sexual partner who was simply just that, great sex?
I mean, you have to just grow up and understand, like, appreciate the relationship that you're in now.
Right.
See, I don't, there is no button that you push and be like, okay,
right.
Automatically.
It doesn't
delete.
Get easy overnight.
No. I mean, like, and like to Ebro's point, though, it fantasizing is not, it's not terrible, but if you start thinking of ways of how you could get away with it, now you have a problem. And but it's time to grow up, fam. Listen, right. If you have a
Let's
wonderful
go.
Partner, it's like, what are you doing?
That's what I said 5 minutes ago.
You have a wonderful partner. Like, what's happening? Like, this, nah, fam.
Everybody wanted to shout me down for cutting her off early.
Make a decision on how you want to live your life.
No,
when I said, yo, fam, if you want to slut it out, but you're going to burn it down. If not,
and no one's gonna
enjoy your little memory and move on.
Keep it moving.
No. Your approach was right. You just denied that she has a problem, and obviously I think she does.
I don't think she has it. I think identifying it as a problem makes it more pressure and stress than it needs to be. Having a fond memory of when you used to slut it out.
Okay.
Can actually be like, yo, I did that already. It happened. I didn't want it then. I don't want it now. Applying this like whole pressure of like, oh my God, it's crossing my mind. What am I going to do? Makes you more panicked and anxious than necessary.
Yeah, and there's
it's a fond memory. Y'all was doing your splash and dash for a decade. You didn't want it to be a relationship then. You don't want it to be a relationship now. Done.
Right. Fam, leave it alone.
Be realistic.
Yeah, she just needed to hear this.
Yeah, just be realistic.
She knew he was going to hit her with the button. You know what I'm saying? You want the button, Ma? You get the button. That's what you really wanted, right?
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You played yourself.
She hasn't acted on it.
She didn't even do nothing yet.
She did it in the past. You get the button for the past ones and for the future
thought too. The past is her doing her, so I don't give her a button for that. But for right now, you just need to be realistic about where you're at. If you want to throw it away, just know there's consequences. If not, enjoy a little memory and keep it moving, all right? So say the gurus.
Well done.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Frank, no weakness. No new weakness.
Happy belated Fife Dog, too, by the way. His 51st birthday over the weekend.
Nice.
Oh. Happy belated. RIP Fife. Fife forever. Let that hot sex ring off, son.
No can do.
Exactly out of
So just suck up with the hoe.
Oops,
my mistake. Come on, right? But yo, my name is Flex. I got the richest, the bitches. I'm telling you, G. I'm not a man called Hawk, but I ain't Mr. Softy. Rapping is a art coming straight from the heart, so forget the chalk. Because the action can start.
The action can start. Let's go flashing lights, Tom. Laura, stop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
I'm putting you on to tickets to Monday Night Raw on November 29th at the brand new UBS Arena in Long Island. Call the number 9-800-223-9797. Hooking you up right now.
So now, here's the problem with the UBS Arena title I was thinking about over the weekend. Sorry, Laura, to cut you off. But I know the Islanders started playing there over the weekend. It's they're officially with a home, those Islanders. But if they start playing like BS, they play at the UBS. Damn it, man.
I didn't even think about that.
Damn it.
I did not even think about that. Damn.
So, Islanders, y'all got to win, son. Otherwise, UBS.
Oh, God.
Well done, sir.
Rosenberg, the documentary, the Hulu documentary, The Malfunction, Dressing Down of Janet Jackson is out.
Oh, it is?
I saw a little trailer on it because a lot of people were talking about it, that they show, you know, a lot of the old footage and interviewing people who were there and just basically breaking down what happened. So it should, if you're a Janet Jackson fan or just a fan of pop culture, I think it's a really cool piece to check out.
I saw another article the other day that came out in Slate, I guess, about Justin Timberlake. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not trying to, like, you know, cape for Justin or anything. Man, people love some think pieces about how terrible Justin Timberlake is. People love the story.
Wait, he's terrible just because of the Janet thing, or is there other things?
Between Britney and Janet.
Oh.
Like, there is so much. And, like, listen, I'm not saying there's not things to poke about Justin. I guess I just feel bad about it because, to me, he does seem like a great guy.
Well, so wait, what happened? Fill me in. The Janet thing, I get. What was him and Britney were together in a relationship, and he was mean to her in the relationship?
Oh, the Britney thing's way more significant, in my opinion, than the Janet thing. I'd like he actually, like, spoke in sort of crude ways about Britney sort of after their relationship, including in one of the articles they talked about, a big moment right here on the Star and Buck Wild show on his first appearance on Hot 97 back in, like, 02, where Star was like, yo, you have sex with Britney or nah? And, like, held him to the fire, and he was kind of like, yeah, I did, and started kind of laughing. And, you know, Britney was a young woman at the time.
And
you know?
I think that she, to the world, she was still a virgin, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they was running with? Okay.
Well, right, but you know what I'm saying, so. Yeah. There's just
She was still a young pop star and coming off to Disney at that time, right?
Well, not really. We're now a few years into it at that point. So, you know, our culture is messed up. So they want to have you dress up like a schoolgirl and be sexualized and hot and sexy and also a virgin.
Right.
They want it's impossible.
Right.
Well, that's, like, what I was going to say. At what point when she was in the high school locker hallway with her chest out in a Catholic school miniskirt talking about, oops, I did it again. Oops, what exactly did you do, ma'am? And she wasn't having sex? What are y'all doing?
I know. I don't get, like, and why are we so obsessed with making women be both virgins and whores? Like, our culture is just messed up. And it really shouldn't have been that big a deal that Justin admitted they had sex. They were, like, in their 20s and had been together for, what, Laura, years, right?
I think so. I don't really remember.
I think several years.
Wait, they was in their 20s?
I don't remember. Yeah.
I mean, it's 2002.
Listen, I'm 400 years old. I don't remember this stuff.
400 years old.
Okay, they were 19. They weren't children. They weren't
right,
14,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
They were 19, 20, 21 years old.
Anyway, another one to watch is King Richard is officially out, guys. Mm. Oh, you'll
King
be,
Richard
you'll,
time.
You'll be sitting there with tears in your
Bravo,
eyes.
Man.
Oh,
man. Bravo. Man, so me, my lady, my daughter. I think Issa might have teared up. You know what I mean? Like,
you're gonna enjoy it, Rosenberg. You're gonna enjoy it.
I'm excited to watch it. I'm always a little behind in getting movies on Netflix because I have so many shows I'm watching at any given time.
Is this on HBO?
It was on HBO Max.
Shawnee, you shed some tears?
I did twice. I was like, no.
And obviously, Will is wonderful, but the girls, the actors, they were great. They were great.
Yeah. The girls did a great job. I also want to commend Will and even it's called King Richard, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's obviously about their dad, but it also really shows the dynamic of their father's shortcomings that I did not know about.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And even the way they end it, it doesn't, you know, not to ruin it, but it doesn't delve all the way. This isn't just about Serena and Venus.
Right.
This is about their family dynamic and the sacrifices of not only the father with all his problems and whatever, but also their mom that I didn't know that story either.
Yeah, and right. what a big role she played in Serena's life. Well, obviously, it's their mother, but
all of them, yeah.
But there's a lot. I was like, wow, I never knew this part.
Right.
The sacrifices that they had to make, and how the mom made sure that Serena was also supported in her own way. I don't want to give too much away because you got to watch the film. But It's beautiful, guys.
But next Monday, we talking about it. Yeah. So y'all better watch it over the weekend, over the long weekend.
Make sure you guys watch it.
Shawnee, you got them on the clock. Y'all got 7 days.
Y'all got 7 days till this time Monday. You know what I'm saying? And we going in because it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a really good movie.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And Venus and Serena were executive producers because I know there was some talk that they were some people were annoyed that it was a film based on their father and not Venus and Serena. But they were like, this is the way they wanted it. They are the executive producers. Right. Like, what? I can't with certain people sometimes. But it's beautiful. Please go support.
Wait, people were mad that it was about their father? What are you saying?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, he's not the star, right? So
I thought it was annoying when I saw it. I was like, King
Serena
Richard.
Serena and Venus.
That's
and
the name
Venus.
Of the movie about Venus and Serena is King Richard.
But it's
what?
Not about Venus and Serena. Right. It's about their father.
If you want to see Beyonce grow up, you don't want it to be about Matthew. So they want it to be about the stars that we know. But, you know, this is Serena and Venus.
Wait,
star.
But for those stars that we know, there was a parent that quit their job and did everything that they could to make sure that individual had the support they needed to become that person, no matter, even if that person had flaws, which I think is why this is a compelling approach. Yeah. Is because that person is a flawed individual because of their circumstances, of their upbringing, that then, you know, they're trying to make their kids better than them and give their kids opportunities they didn't have.
And ultimately, you know, like, most importantly, this is the story that Venus and Serena wanted to tell first.
Right.
Yeah. And you still get,
but people don't know that. Venus people don't. Serena. People see it and assume it's a Hollywood just movie that was made, and they're like, "Why would you make the movie about the father and not the girls who did it?" But they don't realize that Venus and Serena produced it. So,
well, and they also, you know, Will pitched it to them. I believe I saw Will interviewing them, and they didn't sign on as executive producers until they saw what the final thing was going to be. So in some regards, Will brought this to them.
Oh, wow.
You know, according to the conversation that they had, because they've done a lot of interviews and they're out definitely promoting this film. Yep. But, you know, there was definitely things they wanted to make in there. And it's not as if, you know, I mean, their father's still alive. I don't know what his health, where he's at in his health journey. But anyway, it's a great film. And I didn't know that people were mad that it was called King Richard.
I just got to The Harder They Fall like a week ago. So now
did you
next
enjoy
for me is, I did. I mean, listen, I'm not a Western guy. I don't have a history with mm-hmm. Westerns. It's definitely a genre film. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very specific movie, but it's dope. I mean, it's graphic as hell. It's not one for the whole family.
No.
Right. But it is fun. But it is
violent.
Fun. It's a violent ass fun
cowboy movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got 7 days.
It's your flash and light report. Time is 9:01. High of 52 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. 411 on the flash light. I know you're ready for the flash and light. And Laura
Stiles gonna put us on. Ebro in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.